Investor pessimism was high even before markets opened in the U.S. A Commerce Department report showing that new home construction fell to an eight-month low in June only added to the unease. But key indexes rose sharply as the day wore on. Chief Economist Peter Cardillo at Avalon Partners blamed uncertainty for the market volatility.
The market is basically focusing on the fact that the economy has slowed. The question is, how slow is slow? And what does it mean for future earnings going forward?
Despite what he calls overblown fears of a double-dip recession, Cardillo predicts the U.S. economy will grow between 2.5% to 3% for the second half of the year. As for worries about a larger debt crisis in Europe,
the EU is certainly not in danger of disintegrating. I don't believe that the euro is in trouble. There are problems, but those are short-term problems, and I think they've been over-exaggerated by the market.
And despite new signs that China's economy is slowing down, Cardillo says the rest of the global economy is doing just fine.
So I think Asia is doing well, South America is doing well, and believe it or not, there are certain parts of Africa that have kicked in. So the global economy is doing fine.
But Cardillo says that's not to say that all is well on the financial front. He's worried about the impact Wall Street reform will have on big investment firms once the president signs the bill into law on Wednesday. With U.S. unemployment near double digits, Cardillo cautions the Obama administration to tone down its rhetoric against Wall Street, something political analysts say is unlikely with U.S. midterm elections only months away. Millar Sega, VOA News.